I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. You know, this Sunday you may have a special collection in your church connected to Share the Harvest Sunday. I'll tell you what that's all about coming up right after this. Part 2 of the DNR Report in 3, 2, 1. Share the Harvest Sunday is this coming Sunday across West Virginia, in which churches are asked to take up a special collection that will benefit the Hunters Helping the Hungry program. Gene Thorne, who runs the program for DNR, says it's a great way for churches to get involved.
West Virginia Council of Churches wanted to do something for Hunters Helping the Hungry, so we draft this letter every year, and it goes around to churches all over the state. And it asks for help supporting the system so that we can process deer and distribute them to needy folks out there around the state.
Now, if you're wondering what Hunters Helping the Hungry is all about, well, it's a program in which hunters can donate unwanted deer to a very worthy cause.
We have a number of meat processors around the state, and you can go to the DNR website and click on Hunters Helping the Hungry, and then on that page there's a meat processors list. Click on that, and around the state you can take a deer to them, legally check it in first, and then they take it and your obligation is over. You don't have to pay towards the cost of processing. That's covered by the Share the Harvest Sunday and other donations and so forth. So we do get deer checked in all over the state that people don't really need for their family. They just want to keep on hunting and would like a place to donate it. This is a good venue for that.
Unfortunately, the processing isn't free, and it isn't cheap, as he mentioned. It all comes from donated money, since by law DNR can't pay for it.
Money donations, which go towards paying the processing fee and the fee to distribute around the state, which right now is $1.45 a pound for the meat and 27 cents a pound to cover pickup and distribution costs.
And how important is the effort? Well, it's the biggest red meat donation all year for the state's food pantries and soup kitchens.
It's the majority of the red meat that they get. They get a lot of canned foods and dry goods and so forth, but good red meat, that this is one of the only programs that provides that.
And to learn how your church can get involved, log on to the DNR's website, wvdnr.gov, and all the information on Share the Harvest Sunday is available. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.